While most of us in the Bay Area are on day four of being told to shelter in place, for many across the state, this is just day one, and surviving a lockdown like this can be a serious strain on us mentally. But there are some steps that we can take to get through this. And for more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Judith Matloff, professor of crisis reporting at the Columbia Graduate School of Journalism and author of the upcoming book, How to Drag a Body and Other Safety Tips You Hope You Never Need. So, Judith, as I mentioned, this is day four for most of us in the Bay Area, day one for most people across the rest of the state. How do you think people are going to handle this in the first week or so?
Well, I think you'll handle it better if you just accept this is the new normal. It's not going to last forever. It's going to end at some point. I think accepting that this is the situation helps you cope with it. If you try to fight it and you're very angry about it, you're more likely to panic. So just accept it and try to make the most of it. And there are some advantages to being at home.
Like what? Give me a couple of advantages, because in your book, you found yourself, and this is a very extreme situation, but you were holed up for a couple of weeks in South Africa. So what did that situation teach you about coping with a situation like this?
Oh, well, it wasn't South Africa, it was Angola. It was actually during the Civil War. Maybe this will help everybody put things in perspective. I was holed up in a hotel. There was fighting outside. I had my form of communication with the outside world, which was a satellite phone, at one point blew up. At one point, we didn't have water supply. So, and I was living in a hotel room, so it was pretty claustrophobic. At least here, we have toilets that work. We've got plumbing. We've got electricity. We can FaceTime with our friends. We can go out and go to the park. We can go out for walks. And we're in the comfort of our own home with our books and our photographs and our videos and our Netflix. So it's not great. Surely none of us really wanted to be in this situation, but just keep reminding yourself you're not in a refugee camp somewhere. It could be a lot worse.
Yeah. Do you feel, and maybe you found this too when you were in your situation or not, but is it important to keep a schedule in a situation like this and not to just
absolutely.
Say...
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You want to keep a routine, and that can be a little bit challenging for people who aren't used to working at home. But basically the way it works is get up at the same time every day, hop into the shower. If you wear makeup and jewelry, put it on. Put on clothes that you would want to be seen with outside the house. Set pretty regular meal times. Try to get a lot of sleep. Also, sleep is very, very important. Don't drink too much. Don't abuse drugs. This is like not the moment. And then what you want to do is build in an hour of exercise a day. Exercise relieves stress. And it's a great way to get your breathing back in order, particularly if you're having panic attacks. So you can still go out and go to the park. You can still go out and walk around as long as you maintain a distance from people. So get out. Those of you with dogs, yes, you can go out and walk your dog. That will be very good for you. And then in the evening, set aside a time in the evening when you're relaxing. Like, that's your fun time. Watch amusing movies. I really don't advise watching zombie movies right now. I don't think that's very constructive. FaceTime with friends. I've got a little Corona cocktail Zoom circle of friends. You know, we're doing these Zoom cocktails. It's actually a really, really good way to connect with people. Read a good book. Just do something that makes you relax in the evening and try to cut down your news consumption. And I'm a journalist and I'm a journalism professor, but yeah. I really do urge everybody to cut down their news consumption because it's really only getting us all riled up. So just keep it to the bare minimum, maybe check once or twice a day, and make sure that you're cutting out of your life anybody who's getting you panicked, because panic is contagious. So what you want to do is, if somebody's having an alarming effect on you, just for the time being, just keep your contact to a minimum.
All right. Some good advice, Judith. We appreciate your time. That is Judith Matloff, professor of crisis reporting at the Columbia Graduate School of Journalism.